Ukraine security issue.
On the 3rd of August, the 161st day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, the Russian invaders have failed to achieve their goal to fully occupy Donbas. The day before, their 9 assault attempts on the border of Luhansk and Donetsk regions were unsuccessful. Therefore, out of its weakness, Russia increasingly uses aviation against Ukrainian soldiers and civilians. The Russians also want to constrain the actions of the armed forces of Ukraine so that additional forces are not diverted to other areas of the front, said the head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration Sergei Haidai. According to him, civilians die every day under enemy shelling and the apartment buildings fall. And the Russians continue to shoot propaganda stories about the supposedly happy life of the residents of the occupied Luhansk region, while they die under the rubble of destroyed buildings. The situation in Donbas is extremely tense. Fierce battles do not stop. Due to the lack of weapons, the Ukrainian defenders are unable to break the fire superiority of Russian army. Currently, the Ukrainian army manages to hold its own thanks to more technologically advanced artillery, in particular the American HIMARS missile systems, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. The occupiers are not successful in the south of the country either. They are repulsed and are gradually retreating. Russians also lose their warehouses with ammunition and fuel every day. The day before, the Ukrainian Defense Forces again managed to deliver a powerful fire attack on the enemy base in the Kherson region. On this part of the front, the Ukrainian military has already liberated more than 50 settlements from the occupier. The loss of Kherson and southern regions from Russia will mean the complete failure of military operation of the territory of Ukraine, said Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Internal Affairs Minister. According to him, Russia is now actively transferring its troops to the Zaporizhia and Kherson region.
Це буде повне провал не тільки російської армії, але й Путіна як президента і як політика. Тому для них
It will be a failure not only of the Russian army, but also of Putin as a president and a politician. Therefore, now it is an incredibly painful issue for them, of course. They have two options, either to advance in Donbas or to defend themselves in the south of Ukraine. They simply do not have enough strength and capabilities for wider fronts. Regarding to pseudo-referendums, they passed the decision for annexation of the occupied territories. Even if one village in a certain territory is captured, they still will hold these pseudo-referendums and tell that all residents of Kherson or Zaporizhia oblasts want to be Russian citizens and the Russian Federation should take all this territory. Therefore, unfortunately, we must understand that this is not so much about legal issues, but about the imperial ambitions of the Russian Federation, and they can be stopped only by military actions, said Vadim Denisenko. Meanwhile, Russia continues to bomb peaceful Ukrainian towns and villages. Tonight, powerful explosions were heard in Mykolaiv and Kharkiv. The Russians struck again in Dnipropetrovsk region. It is in the Dnipropetrovsk region that Russia takes cover with a nuclear power plant in the temporarily occupied Energodar and targets civilians and the infrastructure of nearby Nikopol every night. More than 1,100 rockets have been fired over the city and surrounding areas. Hundreds of houses, several hospitals, schools and kindergartens were mutilated, said the head of the Region Military Administration Valentin Reznichenko. Armed provocations do not stop in the Sumy and Chernihiv regions. Russia fires from its territory every day, but, as the State Border Service assures, preparations for a repeated offensive on the border are not observed. However, the locals still remember with horror when the Russian army entered their settlements at the beginning of the war. At that time, Anatoly Yarosh, a resident of Grebenikivka, the Sumy region, spent a week in captivity of the Russian occupiers. In the past, he was a district policeman. Now he's a pensioner. He remembers how he sat for several days without food in a cold metal van. He fell into the hands of the invaders at the beginning of March. Then during the occupation of the village, 8 Russian soldiers came to his home. They beat and sent him and 6 other fellow villagers to Russia. There the man was questioned about his connections with the military. And when they realized that the prisoner did not know anything, they returned him home. Anatoly Yarosh says he will never forget the Russian occupation. We were tied up, hands tied back, barefoot and stripped. Snow hasn't melted yet. In the snow, they put me against the wall and started to beat me fiercely. Sometimes with machine guns, then... I don't remember there. Maybe I lost consciousness for 5 minutes. I remember that they lifted me up and put me against the wall again. In my thoughts, I said goodbye to my family and to life in general. His wife, his brother, Anatoly Yarosh, the headman of the village, is still in Russian captivity. The relatives haven't received any news from him during the last 5 months. According to approximate data available to the Ministry of Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories, about 1,500 Ukrainian civilians are held captive by the Russians. They do not fall under any status of international humanitarian law that would apply to participants in the military conflict. The civilians must be released by the Russians immediately. Instead, peaceful people have been kept in terrible conditions in Russian prisons for months.